All right, well, here we are back in Craig with a minute to go before the end, the start of the second half, and give you a little bit of a rundown of what we do know. We have some scorekeepers that aren't really on top of the ball tonight because they're, I think their regular scorekeepers must be out of town, but we've got, I'm going to give you a couple of points, or a couple of tidbits so far. We got Dylan Swinton has 4 points, Dylan Palmieri has 6 points, Hudson has one single three-pointer. Trevor has 4 made foul shots, and those are the only points he's scored. And Matthew has 2 foul shots and a 2-point bucket that puts his total up to 4. And so at this point, with 24 seconds to go, they're getting ready to come out onto the court. The score is 23 for the Haynes Glacier Bears and 30 for the Craig Panthers. And Haynes is going to bring the ball in at the front court here. The refs are kind of holding their hands up in the air, getting ready to go, but it looks like we're getting ready to start play. So Dylan's going to bring the ball into Trevor. Trevor's going to bring the ball up to the front court, and we'll see if they can do something to cut into this lead at the beginning of the half here. The ball comes into Dylan inside. Dylan gives the ball back up to Hudson, I believe. I got to start remembering. Yep, Hudson. I'm getting these numbers down, I promise. But the ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Haynes' ball under their own basket. So Dylan Swinton brings the ball in over to Hudson. Hudson shoots a three-pointer long, misses it short, and the rebound goes to Drew Marker and gives the ball up to Timber Burnham, and Timber back over to Zach. Zach puts the ball up court, throws it over to Timber. Timber back to Zach. Zach back to Timber. And back and forth up top of the three-point line between those two guys. Morgan comes around the corner and shoots a three-pointer, misses it, but the ball goes to a long rebound to Drew. So Drew's going to try to drive, tries to put the ball over the top of Swinton, and he could not. But even at that same time, he was called for travel before the ball got swatted out of bounds, so it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Dylan Swinton's going to bring the ball in and give the ball to Trevor, and Craig's going to looks like they're going to start doing their full court press again, and it worked. Zach Vickers has the ball. He gets the ball back up to Drew Marker, and Drew Marker puts it up and in. Craig Haynes tries to push it, and they're trying to give that ball to Trevor. Trevor throws the ball again away to Drew Marker. Drew gets the ball back to Timber. Timber shoots it, misses. The ball goes to Hudson. Hudson gives the ball back up to Trevor, and Trevor brings it past the half court. So that's the first time they got past the half court in the last three possessions. The ball then again is thrown away by Trevor to right into Drew's hands, and Drew's going to try to put it up, and he scores. So there's a 34-23 with a minute 20 gone by here in the first quarter, first of the third quarter here, and the full court press seemed to be working for Craig, but they broke it that last time and did an excellent job of getting past and through, and the ball made it into Matthew's hands, and Matthew put it up and scored. So they were able to break that press, but the coach is, I think, saying, all right, look, we've got to figure out how this is going to happen. They must have talked about that during halftime, but they did not seem to learn anything from it. So with a minute and a half gone by here thus far in the third quarter, the 9-point lead just been pushed up from 6 for the halftime deficit, so they can definitely make something happen here if they can put a push together and see if Haynes can make a good go at trying to come back and do some serious stuff in this game.
So they call the timeout for the coaches, and all the players have come back in now. Well, Haynes just barely coming out on the floor, and here comes Craig. They're getting set up. It looks like it's going to be Craig's ball. They're going to take it out, and everybody's set up on Craig's side, and Timber Burnham's taking the ball down the court.
All right, so here comes Timber. Haynes is trying to press him hard. He gets the ball back over to Morgan. Morgan tries to get the ball into Drew, and they denied it. So the ball comes back up to Zach Jacobson, but they had quite a play figured out there, and Morgan shot inside, and Zach gave it. It was like a give and go, almost like from years past watching the Utah Jazz play. But when Craig was harassing him as they kept brought the ball down the court again, and Trevor threw the ball again one more time. So it's going to be Craig's ball up here, and Timber gets the ball top of the key, gets the ball back up to Morgan. Morgan wants to drive, and he does, and he puts it up and scores. And he gets fouled as he scores, and so he will be shooting one at the line. They're not closing up those gaps, Haynes isn't. They need to keep those hands open and keep their hands wide and make themselves look bigger and try to keep themselves a little bit wider and not let people get inside because they're penetrating at will here, it seems like Craig is. So Morgan shoots a shot, misses his foul shot, and the rebound goes to Dylan Swinton. So Swinton's looking for somebody up in the front court, gets the ball into Hudson, but he just couldn't get it to him. Kind of an errant pass, gave it right back to Morgan, and Morgan over to Drew. And Drew puts it up over the top of Jacob and puts it in. And then as Swinton passed the ball into Trevor, Trevor turned around and Timber was right there and he just traveled right in front of him. And so the ball's going to be Craig's ball underneath their own basket with a 15-point lead, 40-25 here in the first, or in the third quarter. 5.5 to go in the third. So Morgan's got the ball, pass it back over to Drew. Drew's looking for somebody to give it to, gives it to Timber. Timber call, barks out of play. Gets the ball back to Drew at the near side, three-point line. He's being pushed around. Gets the ball back up to Jacob. And he shoots three-pointer, misses it. And Swinton gets the rebound, gets the ball up to Trevor. And Trevor's bringing the ball all the way down the court. Gets the ball over to Hudson. Hudson shoots a three-pointer, misses it short. Kind of a little hop jab by Morgan there to stop him from scoring. The ball's back down here inside to Zach Vickers. Zach gives it back to Timber, and Timber shoots a three-pointer, misses short. Dylan Swinton gets the rebound, passes, gets the ball somehow over to Matthew, and Matthew gives the ball to Trevor, and Trevor brings it down the court. Swinton's going to shoot a three-pointer from the far side, misses it short. Rebound goes to Morgan Howes. Morgan gives it up to Drew. Drew's bringing the ball down the court, passes off to Timber Burnham. Timber gives the ball to Zach Jacobson. Zach Jacobson over to Morgan. Morgan back to Zach. Zach back to Morgan. Morgan to Zach. Zach far across the court gets the ball into Zach Jacobson, or Zach Vickers. Vickers throws it off the side of the backboard. The rebound goes to Trevor. Trevor gives a kind of an errant pass too far down the court, and it couldn't be handled by Jacob and goes out of bounds. They had a good thing going there. They just didn't capitalize at the other end. So 40-25 still here with 4.5 to go in the second or third quarter. Timber gets the ball back over to Drew. Drew drives through three people and gets his ball blocked badly out of bounds by Hudson. And but, it, you know, the old tell is it's still Craig's ball. So Timber gets the ball, brings the ball in to Zach Jacobson. Zach back to Morgan. Morgan wants to drive again, gives the ball back to Drew. Drew trying to fake, drives to the basket, misses everything. Just got nailed in the nose after Hudson got that rebound. And Trevor gets the rebound, and Drew just kind of runs right into him. No foul, but they still have the ball. So Swinton's got the ball. He gets the ball back to Trevor. Trevor brings it inside, doesn't do any, I mean, kind of throws it up, but the rebound. On the rebound, Matthew goes over the back of Zach Vickers and gets a foul called. So it's going to be Craig Ball underneath Haynes' basket. So Timber brings the ball down the court for the Craig Panthers. They're looking to add to this lead. Drew tries to drive, kind of fakes, puts up a shot, misses it short. Swinton with another rebound. It's got to be at least 12 or 14 for him today. Trevor's driving the whole distance of the court. And there's going to be a foul called as he drives on number, 11. We're saying 11, but there is no 11.
I think she saw Morgan. Part of, I think it was Brian's shirt, 41, and she only saw part of Brian's shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's 41.
Now they're saying there is no 11.
Yeah, so they're saying that, and we're saying that, and it looks like it's going to be called on Brian Castle, and the ball's going to be taken out of bounds, and Haynes will have the ball under their own basket. Zach Jacobson or Vickers is going to come in for Morgan House. Swinton's looking to get the ball into somebody, gives it to Trevor. Trevor shoots a 15-foot jumper and shoots it long and just misses wide. And the ball is going to be black ball as the two Craig Panthers went for the ball and knocked it out of bounds instead of one of them grabbing it. So we're in the same spot we were about 10 seconds ago. And we got Swinton out trying to get the ball in, gives it in to Trevor. Trevor doesn't shoot it this time. He passes it back up, gives it back over. Drew throws. Drew steals the ball, gives the ball back up to Brian. Brian shoots, misses, but Zach Jacobson's right behind him, puts up a nice shot and scores. So 42-25 with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Brian steals the ball from Haynes. They're not paying attention nor learning from it, but Brian kind of throws it back and gives it to Swinton, and Swinton dives across the floor trying to get this rebound. He's all over the floor just trying, giving the best effort he possibly can. But the ball still goes back into the Craig Panthers' hands. Craig gets a shot off. Drew Marker, air ball. Drew Marker shoots an air ball, and Zach Jacobson gets the rebound, goes out to shoot a three-pointer, and as he shoots his three-pointer, his coach calls a timeout right before he shoots it, and thank goodness, because it was an air ball. All right, back here in Craig, 42-25, 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Craig looks like they're getting a pretty commanding lead here. If Haynes can't kind of figure something out here in the next few minutes. The ball comes, Zach Jacobson tries to throw it in, and Dylan Swinton kind of shoves it out of bounds and says, nope, we're not going to have any of that. So they're going to start over again. So Zach Jacobson trying to bring it in, finds Drew in the corner, gets the ball back to Zach. Zach over to Drew, being guarded, pushes inside and shoots a little short jumper off the glass and in. So 44-25 here with 2:35 to go. Ball's coming down the cross court. They're doing a pretty decent job of trying to get that, but they just can't do it. And they throw the ball right into Brian's hands, and Brian brings the ball the length of the court. As a charge called on him, though, which is only fair because he got one for him earlier in this game that I didn't think was a fair one. And so Matthew stood in there and got that charge, and I think it was actually a pretty legitimate call because he had been standing there for quite a while. It was a little bit of a side swipe. They probably could have just let it go, but got called on both sides, right? So Trevor gets the ball right at the center of the court, gets the ball back over to Hudson. Hudson looking to shoot, but Zach harasses him and doesn't let him get it up very high, blocks it a little bit even, and goes into Zach Jacobson's hands. He gets the ball back to Gabe's hands, and Gabe's looking to give the ball up to Zach, and Zach over to Drew. Drew tries to go underneath the basket and misses everything but the bottom of the iron. Dylan Swinton just swatted Brian Castle, just knocked it off of him hard, but it looks like it's still going to be Craig's ball. So it was a good block, good defensive stand underneath there for Haynes, but we just it still went off of them. Drew gets the ball over in the corner. Gabe looks for an outlet, and he travels.
And we have some new players in for Haynes. I see Ketch out there, and Matthew came back in.
And it looks like they're going to call a travel on Hudson. Hudson kind of did a little fake move there, but it felt like he hadn't picked anything up yet. But it will be a travel and be Craig Ball right at the half court, right directly in front of us. So Gabe throws the ball back across the court to Drew. Drew wants to drive and make something of it. He holds up a little bit, and then he does a little stutter and brings himself back in and around. And nobody's really paying attention to it, and he puts it up and scores. So it's a 21-point lead now for the Craig Panthers with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Dylan's bringing the ball the length of the court. Tries to get the ball over to Hudson. He can't. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds, but it will stay Haynes' ball. So the ball got thrown all the way back down to the end of the court, so they're retrieving that ball. The ref's handing the ball to Dylan Swinton, and he is looking for an outlet, wants to get to Hudson. Hudson's kind of guarded. He throws the ball in, and he gets hit. Trevor throws the ball right through Hudson's hands, but it looks like Drew knocked it out of bounds. So it's going to be Haynes' ball. Now up here at midcourt, and they pass the ball in to Matthew. Matthew to Swinton, and Swinton hits a three-pointer as soon as he gets the ball back. So I think the second three-pointer he's hitting this game.
Yep.
So maybe they can get something rolling here. Brian Castle shoots a three-pointer, shoots it long, goes right into the hands of Matthew. Matthew throws it long to Hudson. Hudson's trying to get it back to Swinton. Swinton puts it up, misses short, but goes back up, goes up again. Third shot goes back to Hudson. Hudson wants to bring it up and go up hard and go in. No. Dylan's got the rebound here, brings it back out, decides to regroup, and gives the ball to Trevor for a three-point shot, and he misses it short, and the rebound goes to Morgan. So they had four opportunities on that and didn't capitalize, but it showed a lot of effort. Then Craig brings the ball down the court, and Drew shoots a shot and air balls, nothing but air. So it's going to be Haynes' ball underneath the Craig basket. So it looks like Craig's putting the full court press back together. And they get the ball to Trevor. Trevor's looking for an outlet. He gets one. He drives across. Gives the ball back to Hudson. Hudson shoots a three-pointer. Misses it short. Goes right into Brian's hands. So Brian gives the ball up to Drew with 38 seconds to go. Or not Drew, excuse me, Timber. With 38 seconds to go here in the quarter. And they pass the ball over to Drew. Drew gets the ball into Brian, and Brian looks for an outlet, and no, he gets fouled on his
face.
Yeah, right across the side of his face, but on his layup, he just got nailed, so he will be shooting through. There's been two fouls called on Craig in this half and in this quarter, and there's been three called on Haynes. So the first one's up and misses. I'm not quite certain here, but I'm pretty sure Craig hasn't made a foul shot, and they've shot like seven of them. So, shot again, up, bounces twice, and missed. So, Hudson gets the rebound, throws the ball back to Matthew. Matthew's trying to find somebody to give it to. He gives it clear down the court.
To catch,
throws the ball back over to Dylan. Dylan, Swinton gives it back to catch. Catch over to Dylan. Dylan's going to shoot the other three for the same spot, nails it. So, there we go. We found the sweet spot. We need to get Dylan in that corner 12 more times. 7 seconds to go here. Timber's got the ball, trying to splits at the center court. Gives the ball back to Drew. Drew shoots it with 1 second to go and misses. So the tell is not the same as it was in the first game where Drew hit three or four of his three-pointers. He's hit a lot of air on his three-pointers tonight, so the slack's been made up by a couple of the inside players of the Craig Panthers. Got Zach Jacobson in there with a lot of good play. And Morgan House with some really good moves. So, with 8 minutes to go here, start of the fourth quarter, it's 46-31. Craig Panthers with a commanding lead here, unless Haynes can pull something together here in the next few minutes of this game.